I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to talk about Bill Barnwell's 2025 NFL offseason grades. I am a person that likes to get A's and B's, so seeing that the Falcons got a C minus, I'm a little confused on this.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing that he didn't like in this article when I was looking over it was he basically didn't like the trade for James Pierce. And his reason was that they could suck and Barnwell wasn't the one. The grade was the Dawson's grade was Seth Walter. And what he didn't like about it was, well, you know, James Pierce, if they suck this year, which they can, we haven't seen anything from Michael Penix Jr. was his stance on it, that they might have just traded away a very high draft pick. But I will say this. He's one of the few. Walter's one of the few people that I've read that love the fact they released Grady Jarrett. Not love, but endorse is what he put, because of the money and overpaying for Grady and letting Dahlman walk.
Yeah, I like that part of the article.
What I liked about the article was he actually did the research. He made the point that I think he really just tuned into our show.
Yeah, because, that's what he's doing.
Because you and I made this stance constantly that Dahlman started 9 games and Neusel started 8. And he wrote that, look, when Neusel started those games, Neusel did well. And the offense did well.
Yeah, and that's where we have landed. And I don't think anybody here, at least not on this show, has made the argument that Drew Dahlman is not a better center than Ryan Neusel. That's not what it is. It's all about value. It's all about how much you are paying a guy like Drew Dahlman to be your center as opposed to Ryan Neusel. And let's just be straight up honest. We are up against the cap because the fact that our backup quarterback is making, you know, 40-some-odd million dollars. It is what it is. You cannot afford to go out and overpay a center. As much as Mark Zeno has gone on Twitter and wanted to make the point that you have to re-sign your mid-round draft picks that you develop no matter what, you just can't afford to overpay a position like that. I've said this a number of times. We are an offensive line friendly offense. We are. We are a friendly offense to offensive linemen. That's why you feel like you can plug in different players at different spots and be pretty good. I don't think Chris Lindstrom would be ranked as highly as a guard in a number of other offenses. He just wouldn't. I don't think he would be that guy for the Detroit Lions. But we are very friendly. And so when you have the ability to plug in a guy like Ryan Neusel, who you know is at least serviceable in that role, then you take the opportunity to do that and save a little bit of money.
What, that's such a blind statement that, and I know why. I know Mark's got a valid point with that, but every situation is not the same. What is better, blindly playing a guy who missed half the season last year, what, $15 million a year because you drafted him in the middle round, or saving like $10 million a year on a guy that was undrafted who you also developed?
Exactly.
What, and they're comparable.
Yeah.
They're not. There is there a $10 million difference in what Drew Dahlman puts on the field and on tape and then what Ryan Neusel puts on there?
Yeah.
Because I would tell you there's not.
No.
I think NFL executives would tell you they're not. Most of them.
There is. There's slight differences, and I think that I am a massive fan of Drew Dahlman. I don't know that Drew Dahlman, and I'm just going to throw this out there, he's not going to have the success in Chicago that he had in Atlanta. Just point blank, he's just not going to. It is not – they don't run the same offense. You just had almost historically the most sacked quarterback in NFL history in Caleb Williams up in Chicago last year. He's going to be asked to do things a little bit differently, and that's just that's the bottom line with this entire situation. I don't want to focus too much on just that conversation. Obviously, we're talking about Bill Barnwell's grades for the offseason, giving the Falcons a C-. I don't think that the grade is good. I don't think C- is the grade, but if he'd have said C+, I'd have been fine with it. And that's just me being a realist about some of the situation. we don't know what Michael Penix is, but we know that he's got a very expensive backup, right? And you know, we don't know what James Pierce is going to be. We don't know what Jalen Walker is going to be. And the fact that you spent two first-round draft picks, this is not Abdul Carter. You didn't, you know, trade two picks to draft up and draft this, you know, Miles Garrett. You drafted a couple of guys that you think can develop into being good pass rushers. Not locks, not top three picks. I will say I like the James Pierce move a lot more than I do, you know, Kyle Pitts being drafted fourth, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was. That's a tight end. This is a position. This is a guy that you absolutely need. This is something the Falcons have not had. So taking taking Bill Barnwell's approach, I think he looks at it and goes, oh, well, you know, that was a little bit crazy. If you've watched the Falcons pass rush for the last 15 years, you don't think it's that crazy when you when you're resigned to think of James Pierce as a transitional player and who can make it in the pros. Then Falcons fans don't think it's that crazy because we've been grasping at straws in the pass rush for the last 15 years. If you believe in the guy, then you trade whatever is necessary to go up and get him. And maybe he's not worth a top 10 pick from next year, but I promise you that most Falcons fans agree that something has to be done and you have to do something drastic, and this is what they chose to do.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest part for me is not what the assessment of was the Falcons, but what the other teams that I think had worst off seasons got rated better. I mean, Cleveland is a team that got a B+ in this ranking, and so their biggest move was basically passing on Travis Hunter for draft picks. Now, yeah, they got a steal. Then the move that was disliked was extending Miles Garrett, which I'm not sure how you can hate extending the best pass rusher in football or one of the top three. But then on top of all of that, they get a little bit of love for using picks that they traded Travis Hunter away for, essentially, to draft not one but two quarterbacks in the middle to late in the draft in Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. So you're telling me you wholeheartedly believe that what Cleveland did in the draft and in the offseason was better than what the Falcons did? Because maybe I'm looking at through red and black glasses, but I can't get on board with that.
Yeah.
Why would you take two quarterbacks, trade for one, and sign another one and say, well, we're going to push all our chips in with these four quarterbacks, one guy who's, 40, one guy who hasn't on his third team in as many years, and then two guys who the league thought so much of that they were available in like the fifth round.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that's a better offseason. And I don't like them re-signing one of the top four edge rushers in football. But yeah, that's a B+.
I'm with you on that. There was a number of different, and I'm not resigned. The Steelers got a C in their offseason grade. I'm not resigned to the Steelers getting a C. I realize that you got big names. You got big names. Like, it sounds really cool getting Aaron Rodgers. Sounds really cool getting Jalen Ramsey. You know, 5 years ago, this would have been like the greatest offseason ever when you look at those names. Jonnu Smith, I think, obviously, that's a good player. You also got rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick. And so you kind of kicked the tires on Matthew Stafford and, you know, the whole Russell Wilson, Justin Fields saga and everything like that. So I do have questions about some of the people that were up ahead of the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think there's any doubt. I just look at the Falcons, and like I said, if the Falcons had gotten a C+, I'd been fine with it. I think that they're kind of in that range. He doesn't even mention the fact that my biggest issue with the offseason, which you and I have talked about till we're blue in the face, we didn't get any run-stopping defensive tackles. Grady Jarrett left. Eddie Goldman left. We're going to replace them with Ruka Roro.
Brandon Dorlus.
And Fox, Morgan Fox.
Yeah, and Dorlus as well.
Dorlus does not scream run stopper to me. That's my only question. And we couldn't stop the run with those two guys last year. Yeah. So maybe it's addition by subtraction.
Well, I think you're better linebacker wise than you've been. I think Jalen Walker could have a big deal in helping that. Well, the other thing was you know, if you look at Atlanta, one or two things is going to happen. Terry Fontenot is going to be sitting here with a crap ton of money, whereas he won't have a first-round pick. He's going to be able to go out and add an addition to this team on one side of the ball and really make a difference, depending on what the free agent class looks like, right? because Kirk Cousins is going to come off the books. Or a new GM is going to come in here and have a crap ton of money to deal with and to sign players with. And that's one of the things that's good. You know, we can talk about the cap now and how the Falcons are against it. But next year, you're going to open up some money. But, hey, you're also going to have to probably go ahead and extend Drake London. Because you're not because I don't see in any way, shape, or form Kyle Pitts being back here next year. And that might be the position you have to go. You might have to go spend on, or there's going to be a second round tight end.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the audio. The app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Picked.
There's no doubt. And I know that we're going to get into the skill group rankings coming up here very, very soon. And that there is an obvious anchor in that situation when you look at the rankings, and that's one of them. So I'm with you. I don't know. I look at these rankings, these offseason rankings, and I kind of look at it because I try to be objective, even though we're all Falcons fans in here. I try to look at it and go, okay, well, what is he seeing? But you start looking at some of the other things and some of the other people that got better grades than the Falcons. You're like, dude, some of this is just not adding up. That's just like, how can you be a fan of this move, not a fan of that move?
It feels like, and what I love is Walter mentioned in here, he goes, you know, I like the fact that they let Kirk Cousins stay. I mean, you know, so it costs them an extra $10 million. He goes, if you're only looking at, if you're worried about the $10 million, it's relatively it's a good deal for the best backup in football, and you could see that if Cousins gets in, but I feel like even that compliment in there still is this cloud hanging over that we're judged still by this Kirk Cousins situation, and that's part of it. It's irritating as hell, really.
It's just going to be there until the season gets started, and we all really want to know how the Falcons are sizing up. So we're, like Mike mentioned, we're going to dissect another Falcons ranking list, but we'll use numbers instead of letters on this next one. It's based on wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.